So what's in our heart in abundance comes out of our mouth, and what comes out of our mouth strengthens and reinforces what's stored up in our heart. And so that's exactly why Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5, I think verse 20, don't waste your energy and your mouth on foolish, silly talk or immoral talk. Have you ever noticed that if you speak, if you use immoral language, it stirs up immoral appetites in you? You may be speaking on a subject that is far removed from lust itself, but if you use lustful or raunchy language, it will immediately awaken in your body a tendency in that direction. And that's why Paul says, don't speak like that. It's not a matter of don't talk ugly, you know, don't talk ugly, talk nice. It's not what it's about. You don't talk ugly, not just because of some kind of prudery. And you don't overcome prudery by speaking immorally. You don't see, prudery is a denial of the goodness of God-given sexuality. You don't overcome the false ideas of prudery by speaking in lewd or impure or vulgar or lustful language. You overcome both prudery and impure language by speaking the truth in love. See, the opposite of all these things I've been listing, what is the one thing that is standing in opposition to all these negatives that we've been describing? It's Ephesians 5:20. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks to God. See, it's the opposite of the idolatry of the age. Romans 1 says they did not desire to keep God in their knowledge, nor did they honor him or give him proper respect, but they became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart became darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, all because they would not acknowledge God or give him thanks. So here's a simple, childlike remedy. When you start your day tomorrow, and you can begin it now, because it takes all the practice we can muster, start looking for things to give thanks for. It doesn't take long. The air you breathe, the fact that you can breathe it, the loved ones around you, friendship, salvation, a blue sky, a bluebird in that sky, colors, food, a car that you drive to work, a job you drive a car to. If you don't have a job, you find some other thing to give thanks for. The fact that at the present moment you're safe, that you live in a relatively safe area. Last night our area was overrun with tornadoes, something that we haven't had to deal with in this part of the country a lot. And Mary and I noticed in the news reports every person that was interviewed, their house was a shambles, their automobiles turned upside down, sitting up in a tree. Every one of the people interviewed said, look, we're so thankful that we have each other. We're so thankful that we're alive. One sweet black lady who'd lost everything she had, she said, I'm so grateful to be standing here able to talk to you. God is good.